This month, Akron and Summit County are expected to introduce a plan outlining the practical things it takes to be a welcoming community for refugees. That contrasts sharply with a move last week by President Donald Trump to cut the number of refugees allowed in the United States by two-thirds. This week, WKSU is taking a closer look at the progress of the largest group of refugees now settled in Northeast Ohio. Akron is celebrating just about every outward sign of the resettlement of Bhutanese refugees, from the Nepali grocery stores to the recovering housing market to the festivals that transform urban parks into a swirl of color and sound. Tiffany Ann Stacy, who consults with area businesses on cross-cultural issues, puts it this way.
The majority group is no longer primarily concerned with surviving, and now they're really moving on to living normal lives.
But perhaps the strongest sign of that is, in fact, survival. Just a few years ago, suicide was a major concern. Nationally, the rate among Bhutanese refugees was twice the general population and higher than among other refugees. A study by the Ohio Department of Mental Health found nearly 9% of the Bhutanese refugees here had PTSD. About a third had anxiety. Nearly as many suffered from depression. Locally, a dozen people in the refugee community had died by suicide over 4 years. But last year, that dropped to just 2 deaths among Asian Americans in all of Summit County. Dr. Surendra Beer Adhikari, a medical sociologist with the Ohio Department of Mental Health, says the change required awareness in the mental health community and a decision by the refugee community to take control of the problem. He says it begins with acknowledging problems.
We know you're in this situation. We know you're having a hard time. But now this is your country now.
Amber Subo was, until recently, a case manager at the International Institute of Akron. He's helped settle about 3,000 of his countrymen, women, and children in this area. He's also a composer, writer, and the passion behind the Stop Suicide effort. Subo was among the first to arrive in 2008 and acknowledges Akron wasn't ready. Language was a barrier, jobs were iffy.
Nobody had car, nobody had driver license, and we didn't have proper training of how to use bus. And we didn't know about snow and things like that.
Now, he says, just about everyone has relatives already here. There's a community association, Karat, Hindu, and other religious groups, and language and citizenship classes. And Suba says there's a welcoming Akron.
There are so many such people who are coming to the community and made us comfortable. Whoa, this is our home, and there are people who care about us.
Still, he says trauma comes with losing family, property, and homeland, and with spending decades on hold in camps that were supposed to be temporary.
Because of that stigma, they don't really want to share their problems. You don't want to be like a weak person.
So combating the isolation takes more than traditional counseling. Asia Inc. hosts groups called Lucky Seniors for older and disabled Nepali refugees in an old stone church on Akron's east side. There's dance, chatter, a shared meal, and there's this. About a dozen men and women gather in a circle. They pass a ball, and when the music stops, the holder must share something. Most choose a song. It's safe and culturally beloved. But some talk about anxiety. Dr. Adhikari gives a rough translation of one who sounds almost as if he's longing for camp life.
When we're in the camp, we're all together. But now here, we're all separated.
Ganesh Prodan works with Asia Inc. He spent 19 years in the camps as a teacher, counselor, and kind of small-town mayor. He says the biggest challenge remains language, and it deeply affects a patriarchal society.
Every single step depends upon the interpreter. People miss their tongue. Good, talented senior, they become dependent here to the children.
Dr. Adhikari says that's because the children have learned English.
The elder generation are trying to navigate their new life here. Then you have the younger generation who are acculturating pretty fast to the new life here. So there's a gap here.
But the younger generation is also the reason many came and are gaining confidence in the U.S. 22-year-old Nilam Gimare plans to be a doctor. But on this late summer afternoon, she serves as an interpreter for her grandfather, Chandra, and a group of other Bhutanese elders. They acknowledge language remains a frustration.
They feel very bad that when they get out of the house and see their neighbors, all they can do is like wave, but they feel like they want to talk to them and they can't say anything.
But her grandfather adds that any problems are worth it.
He's happy that the kids and grandkids are doing well, and he would be even happy when grandkids are able to further their education and do something better in their life.
And the entire group laughs as he looks at her expectantly. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.